Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Resolutions became policy over the weekend at the annual meeting of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We talked with Tom Buchanan, president of the OFB, about one of their priority issues that they identified for 2015. That is right to farm and ranch.
Yeah, part of our policy book this year will certainly include the right to farm. It is an issue that is very important to modern production agriculture, not only in Oklahoma, but I believe across the nation. And it's how we move forward with that to make all Oklahomans comfortable so that we are able to guarantee that one of the primary economic impacts to the state of Oklahoma has the ability to continue to function with evolving and moving new technologies that come on to modern production agriculture. Yes, it's important to our membership, but it should be important equally to Oklahoma as a whole.
On that particular issue, did you learn any things? You watched some of the other states go through that process and actually take it to a vote of the people this last year, Missouri, for example.
The thing that became most apparent to any interested party was that there are outside forces, and when I say outside, I mean literally outside the states that go down this avenue, really come in and start to flex their muscle. So this is an issue that not just Oklahomans get to work on. We will have people that are in here that are adamantly opposed, that are spending their money, that are not Oklahomans, that really, in my mind, don't have the best interest of Oklahoma at heart. So absolutely, you got to be aware that if you're going to crack that egg, that those entities will show up and they will be very, very vocal.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Tom Buchanan, the other priority issue the delegates set out was a call on Oklahoma Farm Bureau and American Farm Bureau to continue to take the lead on making it a priority to continue combating EPA rules and regulations like the proposed Waters of the U.S. comment period on WOTUS did end this last Friday. Now we're waiting to see exactly how EPA will respond to those 200,000 comments made on the proposal. Beyond the resolutions process, several honors being handed out by Oklahoma Farm Bureau during their annual meeting in Tulsa. A couple of those top honors included the Achievement Award from Oklahoma Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee of Farm Bureau. It was handed out to the top young farming ranching couple in the state, Marty and Krista Williams from Noble County. And then Karen and Brittany Crable from Caddo County were honored as the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Farm Family of the Year. Brittany, of course, the daughter of Karen and the late Jeff Crable. The Crable family farming a couple thousand acres have been longtime supporters of Farm Bureau. Karen right now is a member of the State Board of Agriculture, first female in that role ever. From the calendar, lots of things going on this week. Check it out at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the calendar button on any page. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma FFA has raised another crop of champions, winners in several areas at this year's National FFA Convention. At the top of the list, the Star Farmer of America Award given to Zach Weichel of Cordell. National championship honors went to Cale Parker of Indianola for his victory in the National Creed Speaking Contest. And a pair of teams brought home national championships this year. Fairview FFA won in Ag Communications. Kingfisher FFA won the National Marketing Plan Contest. To learn more about the championship story of Oklahoma FFA, go to their website, okffa.org. That's your farm news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.